This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Louisiana authorities continue to warn residents of the dangers of Tropical Storm Barry, although the city of New Orleans did not get hit as hard as some had expected. Thousands of customers remain without power and others are preparing for high waters. The storm came ashore early Saturday as a Category 1 hurricane, the first of the 2019 hurricane season. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says Barry's impact is expected to last several days.
Even on Tuesday morning, we still have some sort of center of circulation up there in Missouri. So that's a long time to producing a lot of rainfall and a lot of gusty winds.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said that the slow-moving storm could continue to dump rain upwards of New Orleans, and residents should be prepared for high waters flowing from northern Louisiana. Edwards and President Trump have both declared a state of emergency. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents are expected to launch a nationwide operation on Sunday aimed at arresting immigrants in the country who are facing deportation. Campaign confirmed by the president on Friday is expected to focus on hundreds of families and cities, including Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York. ICE agents will target mostly Central Americans who are on an accelerated docket of immigration court cases, according to the ICE acting director, Matthew Albans. Thousands of protesters turned out Saturday in part of Hong Kong to demonstrate against traders from mainland China. The demonstration was held in an area near the Chinese city of Shenzhen, along the border with Hong Kong. Protesters want traders from China to stop buying goods in Hong Kong that traders then sell in mainland China. The protest started peacefully but ended with clashes between demonstrators and police, who used pepper spray on the crowd. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The NATO-led security alliance in Afghanistan says an American